I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, any adjustments to the agenda tonight? Hearing none. Do we have any business from the audience? I have no cards. None. Okay, we have tonight before us the continuation. It's not a continuation. It's a public hearing related to the Willamette River Greenway setback line for property in Glenwood. I would ask commissioners if you have any conflicts of interest or if you need to declare, disclose any ex parte contact that you've received since we last met. Hearing none.
The Springfield hearings official would also like to declare that he has no ex parte contacts or actual or potential conflicts of interest.
All right, the action before us tonight, we have had, we closed the public hearing and the public record actually closed on March 24th at 5 p.m. As directed at our last public hearing. Tonight, we need to just have some discussion and answer possible questions. You all have copies of the public that have been entered into the public record of the full-size documents that have been provided. My understanding is, and maybe we can hear from city staff, Mark, my understanding those are full-size print-size drawings. Is that correct?
What you have are drawings that are aerial photographs with the proposed setback line superimposed along with the top of bank, which is something defined by our GIS system. And the request of both the hearings official and the commission was to the applicant to come back while the record was open and present to them a drawing of that setback line at a more readable scale. We suggested that the scale that was used by Salix and Associates in 2004 would be more readable and more appropriate. What came back, I think, is close, if not exact, to the same scale, although I looked at the Salix report and there was no specific scale noted. I just looked at the size of the photograph and the degree of detail and compared to what the applicant had put together, and it appears to be the same.
Okay. Any other questions for staff? Okay. So at this stage, I certainly would, any other comments by the commission? Would certainly entertain a motion.
After reviewing the staff report, the applicant has met the standards set. I move to approve TYP 314-0001. I think I got four zeros in there. While this land company's Willamette Greenway setback determination for map ID 18-03-02-20, tax lots 2800, 3000, 3100, 3200, 3300, and map ID 18-03-02-32, tax lot 3800, because the applicant's application met the standard of the criteria in Springfield's development code.
Second.
Can I'll just make a correction. So tax lot 2800 is actually in the jurisdiction of the Springfield's hearings officer. I apologize that that confusion. So.
I appreciate your help.
Okay. So so that was moved by Nick. and seconded by Commissioner Moe. And any discussion at this stage? Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, Springfield hearing official also intends to approve the request by Mr. Wildish in regard to tax law 2800, assessor's map 1803-02-20. I have a decision in front of me, which I will sign now for the public who isn't present. My decision will be can be appealed directly to the Oregon Land Use Board of Appeals. We have 21 days to do so.
Okay. All right. Do we have any further reports by planning commissioners? Any city council meetings?
Nice to do this.
Yes, thanks.
You know, I usually go to the city council meeting, but I blew it the other night, so I can't recall this.
Okay. Yes.
Just Article 24th, I have talk a little bit about the meeting on the 24th.
Okay.
City council work session, there was four items on the agenda. Number one was an interview for an opening on the library board. The second agenda item was interviews for the newly created downtown parking advisory committee, and there's had eight applicants for seven positions, and they had one applicant that wasn't available, so that process is to be continued. One of the key issues seems to be with everybody that was applying for the seat on the commission is downtown parking, which business owners feel is not adequate, and there's not sufficient turnover in the no jurisdiction over or enforcement of any parking restrictions. So that was one of the key issues that was presented during the interviews. The third item on the agenda was Medco and the city are jointly going to create guidelines for food vendor carts downtown. And so NEDCO is basically going to run the operation, but they're going to work in conjunction with the city in setting guidelines for their operation or hours of operation, who applies and who doesn't, et cetera, and so on. And so that's yet to be determined. And the fourth item on the agenda was medical marijuana dispensaries, which is a hot topic in the news these days. The state has passed legislation regarding how they're to be operated, and they are giving cities the option of having a one-year moratorium so that cities can create regulations on their operation. And so the discussion was on whether to go with a one-year moratorium or not. And so the council at this point seemed to be pretty much divided. Some were in favor of a one-year moratorium, and the mayor and a couple of other councilors were opposed to a moratorium altogether. So the next step is they're going to have a public hearing on April the 7th and get input from the public on which way to go on it. And then they have until May the 1st to make a decision on whether they want to do a moratorium or not.
So one more time, what was kind of the split of the council?
Well, they're divided on whether to go ahead and have a moratorium in place restricting any openings of dispensaries for 1 year while they create some guidelines on how they're to be operating. And the mayor in particular was opposed to that because she says, well, let's just do it and we'll regulate on the fly. And so that's an open question of which way that's going to go. There may be there's options in between, like a short-term moratorium or none whatsoever, depending on what the final decision is on that. One of the interesting aspects of it is, according to a couple of the staff people, is that the state legislation specifies what zoning districts the dispensaries are would be allowed in, including mixed use. And so staff is questioning whether that's a good idea to have a mixed use zoning district with dispensaries. And so the council didn't say anything, but staff had indicated in a couple instances there may be some zoning issues that may end up, may end up being in our laps as to whether we want to agree to certain zoning restrictions on where they're located. Because they have a restriction already of 1,000 feet from the school, is not permissible. So then the question is, would you want a dispensary within an area which you have potential residential development? So
that could end up coming back to us.
Yeah, but I mean, there's nothing on the schedule. I mean, council didn't bring that up, but a couple of staff people that I talked to after did.
I have a question on the traffic. Or the parking, I guess I should say. Did they talk much about when they're going to plan on doing more of the parking study or anything? Because
Eugene just decided
to pull those, parking meters.
Well, the people that were applying, a lot of them brought up the issues of parking regulations and what to do and what not to do. And council's response generally was that they're going to let the committee make some decisions on what they want to do, and then that whatever their recommendations are would go back to council for a pro or con, whichever, because it's kind of pretty much agreed that there needs to be some changes made, but the committee is going to address those issues and create some recommendations. So.
Okay.
And I think one other thing that I could mention is we had our public hearing on the Community Development Committee, and some of the different projects that were funded were, one was Glenwood Place, which we talked about before. There's going to be funding for enhanced lighting at the Art Center because of the downtown increased lighting. They're going to do some increased lighting there. They're going to do some facade improvements on Main Street, a couple of the businesses.
SRDC, the Springfield Renaissance Development Corporation, was awarded one of the grants. $30,000 for 331, 333, and 335 Main Street to do a signature project on what it could look like.
And also, Medco had a request. They want to buy the building that's across the street from their current old Christian church building. So they want to expand into that building on a lease purchase arrangement. And so that was another funding issue that we agreed to.
Excellent. Any other comments? Okay. Anything from Greg?
No, sir.
All right. Well, I suppose we stand adjourned.